Anyway, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I always like to start out my presentation showing a view out my office window. This time I thought I'd show you my office window. There it is right there.
I'm not in it.
Actually, there's another reason for showing this slide. This is, of course, the Gin Lab. This is a cotton field right here. We got a couple acres of cotton. This is the closest that cotton's been grown to the Gin Lab in I don't know how many years. And we're trying to put it right at the entrance of NMSU, so we're trying to push cotton. People drive by, and that's cotton. So we are, and that's a special field of Carlos's. In getting to the subject of this talk, you've seen, I've made a presentation before about some earlier tests. This is the GIN standard. It's a cut-down double eagle that we're using. And the way we do vary the saws is we have separate mandrels for each particular saw or manufacturer, and we mount those in and out. I want to show you these close-ups. Now, this ignore this number here because it's going to vary. This is from an older test. This saw number two is actually the standard Continental saw. Whoops, didn't mean to go that far. The actual Continental saw. This is a new saw. The picture, and these saws are manufactured by a stamping. Kind of chunk a chunk a chunk a one at a time, and the design. I keep doing that. My finger's too heavy. The design of these things is that, as you go back and look at the literature, there hasn't been a lot of work done on fiber properties and that kind of thing. There's more done on strength. And this is what I would call a semi roach tooth, with the back. There's a slight hump there. Sorry about that. There's a slight. There you go. There's a slight hump there that adds to the strength of the tooth. Now, this is a Continental saw. There's 330 around the circumference of that 16-inch diameter saw. Okay, now this is a saw manufactured by Lummus for the Continental. Again, this is more of a full roach back, primarily for strength. It's also stamped out and then side ground. This one has 352 saws around the circumference. Now, these pictures are from the older test. Now, these are the I use these two saws in the current test I'm going to talk about. Now, this is one of the test saws that we did. I wanted to show you this because this is a semi-roach, not a lot of curvature on the backside. But to give you an idea of the dimension, you get down here in thousandths when you talk about the radius of this cut or a couple of thousandths the radius of the tip. The difference in this saw, it was water jet cut. It wasn't stamped. So the technology as far as manufacture has caught up. Has come up to the point, I think, that as far as testing goes, if I come up with some different sawtooth designs, I can actually get those manufactured fairly easily to test. In the previous time, that hasn't been true. The stamping, of course, is a expensive procedure. Okay, to the test that we're going to talk about. The cotton I used is Phytogen 367, grown in our valley there, standard production, harvested well, stored well, spindle picked, all that sort of thing. Seed cotton cleaning, pretty standard, 2 6 cylinders, 1 stick machine, and there was no drying needed. This cotton moisture, seed cotton moisture, not to get into the discussion that Ross got in yesterday, but it's about 6%. It was good. So, ginning and lint cleaning, we used, of course, our Continental gin. And one stage of lint cleaning. The ginning lots, we had 5 different saws and 4 replications for about 20 ginning lots. Then the fiber and yarn test that we did, and I forgot to mention when at the, of course, the 3 guys at our lab, Carlos and Derek, Chris at SRC, we sent the fiber to him, and he was he did the testing and the spinning for us. Raw fiber test, HVI, APHIS, Shirley analyzer, and the fiber test for fiber quality, raw fiber quality. And then the carding rate was 100 pounds an hour. This time we only ring spun. We did 30s and 50s. Previous test, we'd actually rotor spun. We found in the rotor spinning that we didn't get a whole lot of difference in the spinning data on a rotor. So we went ring. I think the rotor count was 25. Before, this time we went 30s ring and then 50s for the higher end. Some of the yarn data we got, ends down, Euster single end yarn strength that Chris Delhomme provided for us. Okay, from here on, there's going to be just lots of numbers. I apologize for that, but there's no way around it. But to look, just to kind of identify things here, this, by saw number, number five here is actually the continental saw. Number four is the Lummis, and then two, one, and three are the test saws. Now, you look at tooth number, there's a difference in tooth number between the two standard type saws and the experimental 330 each. We found a few different things. In previous tests, there was a lot of difference in seed cotton process rate. Here, if there's no different letter following the number, there's no significant difference in the averages. These are basically all about the same process rate. But the turnout, it was interesting. Here, this number one experimental saw, as opposed to the standard, that's about 2.5% higher turnout. There was some discussion yesterday about tags on seed and that sort of thing. And I would say that this particular saw was doing a much more aggressive job of removing those tags. Unfortunately, we didn't save seed samples to actually verify that, which we'll probably have to do in the future. Other measurements of raw fiber quality, you get over here, upper half mean, pretty much the same. Short fiber content, there were significant differences. Not huge differences, but they were significant. I might point out that this continental saw and this one experimental saw, the more aggressive one, there were differences in short fiber, but here they don't show up to be really, really large. Again, going on some more raw fiber data, looking at length, there were significant differences. They were very consistent, but they weren't great in between. Uniformity was pretty much the same, although there were some significant differences. Actual ones were not great. This is the one that showed up, short fiber at the lint slide between the standard saw and this one experimental, almost double the difference here on the standard saw. And this was the more aggressive saw as far as removal of fiber as measured by turnout, which I thought was interesting. It's interesting. We'll look at some yarn data here in a minute that seems to tell a little bit different story. NEPS, here, this is APHIS data before lint cleaning. There were some significant differences, but they weren't great. They were all sort of in the same ballpark. Now here's where seed coats, this is on the wrong saw. This should be, this highlight here should be on, look at one here, my apologies. Look at seed coats before lint cleaning. This aggressive saw had higher seed coats, 56 versus 45 or 42 for these more standard saws. Again, short fiber before lint cleaner, not a great deal of difference here. Now this highlights on the right one. If you look at the NEPS at the lint slide, not significantly different, but look at seed coats after one stage of lint cleaning, still some significant difference here. So that's more aggressive saw, higher turnout, seemed also to do a little bit of seed coat damage. Looking at short fiber, upper quartile length on the lint slide, again, significant differences, but they weren't huge. Okay, getting into the spinning data that Chris did for us. Looking, and again, this highlights on the wrong saw. I didn't notice that till this morning. My apologies. Looking at this saw one here as opposed to here, thin places, thick places, and NEPS relative to the standard were all higher, significantly higher. But when you get over here to the measure of ends down, no significant difference, but this aggressive saw was much less as I would look at the number. And ends down is one of those measures that I've used, people have told me it's like a gin choke up. You know, if you have an ends down, that's not a good thing. So the lower this number, the better. So I was kind of surprised about the higher yarn, the higher imperfections in yarn, but yet the ends down was lower. And Chris, I don't remember, but there was not a great deal of difference in yarn strength, I don't think, was there? Okay, which is kind of surprising, really. Looking at the ring spun data, the 50 count, again, thick places, the imperfections here, not a great deal of difference on thin places. There were more thicks, significantly difference, and significant difference on NEPS, on the yarn quality. Ends down here now, there tended to be some significant differences. Not completely, as Derek was pointing out earlier, these would be sort of more or less the same color. But looking, going back to the Luma saw here, this was significantly less on ends down. This is where it kind of showed up. So what this tells me is that the on the yarn counts, when you look at lower count yarns, 25 and 30, whether it's rotor or ring, it's probably not, whatever these thaws are doing is probably not greatly significant. But you get into the higher counts, the higher value yarns, then I think there's something here that that we need to look at, and that there's maybe some room to do a little improvement on ginsaw design and maintaining fiber quality. I also wanted to look at going back to the old test just to see. I was interested in, okay, is this test that we did greatly different than the old one, even with the old, with the two standard saws? Don't be confused by the numbering system. They were happened to be different between tests, but this is the Continental saw, this is the Luma saw. If you look at seed cotton process rate, the number in parentheses is the old test, and this is the new test. They weren't greatly different. This one looks to be different, but actually in the old test, the Continental saw we were using had been well broken in, and you know, anecdotally speaking, broken in gin saws just gin a little better. And so what we did on this new test is we put new saws on all the mandrels so that they were more or less uniform in that regard. But if you look across the old tests, old and new, not a great deal of difference. So I felt like as far as the standard saws that we were using between tests, between varieties, they were pretty comparable. Same kind of number here, except if you look, let's see, aphis short fibers, not a great deal of difference between tests. Ends down, this is the 30 ring and 20 rotor. There were some differences here apparently on ends down, but these aren't really comparable. If you look at the older test, we used 35 ring as opposed to 50 this time. There were some differences on ends down here. So there's quite a bit of in this area, I think, as far as yarn spinning efficiency and even quality. I think there's some things that we're actually affecting in the gin by the kind of sawtooth we're using, and even after one link cleaning. I want to acknowledge cooperator Gary Stowe of CCC Incorporated, who was good enough to supply our experimental saws. We appreciate that. And we're going to be doing some more work in this area. I kind of feel like I'm at the place where I can look. And the tooth design of a couple of those, I didn't show the outline. It's something that they're doing in-house, and I think I'm at the sort of the stage where I can kind of make some decisions about what I'd like to try and maybe duplicate some of the positive results in future tests on a little bit different design. I always want to show you my grandchildren. Now, this is them, of course, my son's wife and my two granddaughters. This tractor here is sort of poignant. This old tractor's been there 30 years pulling our trailers around, and we finally got rid of it. And I thought it was junk. I thought, you know, we'd take it to the junkyard for whatever. Somebody paid $1,007 for it on sort of a government eBay deal. And he was happy. He was ecstatic. He was going to take this old Ford. It doesn't even have a three-point hitch. It's just a tow. Take that old tractor and paint it, and going to sell it for $3,000. He already had it sold. So, you know, one man's trash, another man's treasure. So anyway, that's my presentation. Any questions?